You'd like to be seated. So how do you listen to God? That's my question this morning, and I think Becca said she doesn't always, or probably hasn't ever, heard a literal voice. Some people do, but most of the time that's not the case. So it's a question of learning to recognize God's voice, like Samuel did. And I just have a few things that I think might help. First is, if we're going to learn to do it, then we need to do it all the time, every day. And it's about getting organized. Jesus got up very early in the morning, you saw in that reading. If Jesus needed to get up very early in the morning to be by himself to pray, then I guess we need to get pretty organized as well in order to do it. And early morning will be the right time for some of us here. For others, it might be the last time that actually suits you in the day. But finding out what the best time is for you to pray, and whether you're a morning person or an evening person or a something in between kind of person, you might have to have had your morning coffee before you can actually concentrate on anything at all. Finding every day the best time for you is quite important. Now, Samuel was 7, and I wonder, I've actually asked whether there's anybody who is 7 who's here who can help me, and I think I've been told John is 7. Is that all right? Would you like to come out? Marvellous. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if we can work out what order to do things in. Now, John's going to help me. I've got in this bag here in the pulpit some things that I use in the morning when I'm getting up. So I haven't put my alarm clock in, because let's assume that the alarm clock has gone in first thing in the morning. So, John, I'm going to do is I'm going to give these people on the end of the pew. Here we have some porridge oats, okay, if you'd like to have that. Here we have a laptop. There we are. I'm going to give out these things. And, John, you've got to work out what order these are used in the morning, okay? Here we have a dressing gown. Here we have a shirt. Here we have Guy's mug. There we are. Here we have a Bible. Here we have a flannel and a toothbrush. Don't worry, it's not my real one. There's no germs on it. Here we have a comb. And here we have Jeb's mug. Okay, so there are some things in the morning. Now, John, what order do you think do you want to go down and get these people to stand up? If you're holding something, you'd like to stand. And, John, if you get these people to stand out in the aisle, and get so the first thing first at the front here, and then second. So when I'm getting up in the morning, okay, we think dressing gown first. So would you like to come and bring the dressing gown out to the front here? Is that all right? Okay, good. Lovely. Thank you very much. So we reckon the dressing gown is first in line, then the porridge oats. So you'd like to stand behind and hold, like we're going to stand in a row. That's it, lovely. Then the mug. Is that my mug or Jeb's mug? Both mugs, okay. So we have Liz, absolutely, and my mug as well. Lovely, behind the porridge. Then the shirt, absolutely. Yeah, okay, then what? Then the computer after that. And you've still got the toothbrush, the flannel, and the Bible, and the comb.
Wait, after the porridge oats, it's toothbrush.
After the porridge oats, it's toothbrush. Okay, so the toothbrush could come up in front of the drink. Yeah, absolutely. Where do the Bible and the comb fit in there, do you think? Do you want the comb up here with the toothbrush?
Those two are the wrong way around.
Okay, toothbrush in front of the lovely, okay. So, dressing gown,
porridge oats.
Toothbrush after the porridge oats, and then the comb. Okay, it's very important you get these things in the right order, otherwise I won't know what I'm doing in the mornings.
And And then the Bible on the end.
And the Bible on the end. Okay, well, let's give John a round of applause there. Wonderful. And that could be right. It could be right. It isn't, but it could be right. Now, what I want to say to you is it doesn't matter what order you do things in. Depends on what kind of person you are. I actually would probably put my dressing gown on first because I'm cold in the morning. It's the first thing I'd do. Second thing I would do is I would have my tea mug. So that would be my mug. Okay, if you'd like to come round to the front and be behind the dressing gown, because the first thing, I can't do anything until I've had a cup of tea in the morning, so I'll put my dressing gown on, go down and make myself a cup of tea. Then the next thing, I'll give you the answer, Don, okay? Then the next thing would be the Bible. So the Bible comes next. So downstairs, by myself, first thing in the morning, I'm with a cup of tea and I read something from the Bible. And I'll say more about that in a minute. And once I've done that, then it's the porridge. And it's Jeb's mug. So I take Jeb's cup of tea at that point. Then after that, I would have my laptop, because I'll open up my laptop and see if there's anything I need to pray for that's going on in the world, or there might be an email from somebody that I need to actually pray about. I try not to actually answer any emails then, but I'll be looking to see if there's anything I need to pray for. Then after that would be the flannel and toothbrush. So I'm getting dressed after I've actually had some time in prayer. So the first thing I'm doing is getting warm and having a drink. Then I spend some time reading the Bible and praying. And then I'll probably brush my teeth and wash. And I've already taken Jeb's her cup of tea. That was quite an important part of the thing. And then I'll get dressed, the shirt at the end there. Well, thank you very much, everybody. And comb my hair will be the very last thing. Because when you're getting dressed, you often muck up your hair. So you do your hair last. Just a little life tip there before you go out the door. Thank you very much, everybody. John, could you go along with the bag and collect up my things for me? That's really kind. Let's give John another round of applause. Many thanks, everybody. Well, as I say, I've got my own way of doing it, but it isn't the right way. John's way was probably just as good. And I'm sure you've got your own order for doing things in the morning that works for you. But there are some things in there which perhaps it's helpful just to think about. Jesus got up very early in the morning and went off to be by himself in order to pray. And I find, actually, if I go downstairs in the quiet before anyone else is up, that's a really good time. Thank you very much, John, indeed, for me to be praying. But for some of you, you might not be morning people, and you might want to be actually much later, or like Alistair, wait till you get on the train and you've got a quiet moment there. So different things for different people, but finding a place, finding a calm prayer place, I think is quite important. That could be a spare bedroom if you've got one. It could be somewhere downstairs. If you've got a really busy house, it might actually, the only quiet place might be the loo, where you could actually not be disturbed, we hope, by other people, as long as it's early in the morning. So, place quiet, then pray. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Then read the Bible. Is there anything which is speaking to me through this particular bit of the Bible? It's good to have planned what you're going to read. We've just finished the year of the Bible where we've looked at all sorts of different ways of reading the Bible, but to have a small bit of the Bible that we read and read it saying, Lord, speak to me through this. So place, pray, plan to read the Bible, and then ponder. As Alistair was saying, sometimes things come out from the Bible reading and you think, actually, I need to pray about that. I need to offer that back to God as part of my prayer life. And that's basically how I do it. We've heard how the IT family, in their different ways, some of the tips that they've learnt as well. I hope that during this year there'll be lots of different examples, different ways of praying, which we can inspire one another with. I'm an early morning person, so I'm going to finish this talk with a little poem, which is about finding God in the morning, but you can replace that with some other time in the day if you'd like. It goes like this. I met God in the morning when the day was at its best, and his presence came like sunrise, a glory in my breast. All day his presence lingered, all day long he stayed with me, and we sailed in perfect calmness over a troubled sea. Now other ships were blown and battered, other ships were so distressed, But the wind that seemed to drive them brought to us a peace and rest. Then I think of other mornings with a keen, remorseful mind, when I too have loosed the moorings with his presence left behind. And I think I know the secret, learnt from many a troubled wave. You must seek God in the morning if you want him through the day. As I say, for Samuel, it was actually in the middle of the night that God interrupted his thoughts. And we've got to find our own time, our own best time. It might be first thing in the morning, it might be some other time. Lots of different ways of doing it. But whether we're 7 or whether we're 70, learning to listen to God is something we can always learn more about and always go deeper with. And let's pray in this year of prayer that we would learn to listen to God as the starting place for all our own praying. And our own shopping list can come out of what God has shown us he wants. We want his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.